VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? It's Benson again, and welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Do you guys spend most of your time sitting? Well, I bet you do, because if you're a student, you need to sit for hours to listen to your teacher's lecturing. And if you're not a student, you might be spending 8 hours a day in the office, hunched over a computer screen, you know, just like me. But did you know that sitting is actually harmful for your health? You can find out the reason in today's video. Let's take a look at the sentence of the day first. Now, the sentence today is, sitting is obviously a huge problem and it's not something that we talk or really think about so much. At least not as much as diet and exercise. 那这个的意思就是说，久坐明显是一个很严重的问题，而我们日常的生活中比较少讲到或想到它，至少并不像我们讨论饮食及运动一样普遍。好 ，Let's get to the pronunciation part。那我们的第一个字就是 think about。那 think about 是一个有个连音，那 think about 的话有三个音节。第一个 think 是一个音节，然后 about 的话有两个音节，就是 think about， 它的 a 的话有一个 r， 就是 about。那我们第二个字就是 diet， diet 的话它是念 diet， 也是两个音节 diet， 它的 di 念 die， 然后 it 就 it，diet。假如说 can I go on a diet this month？ 然后下一个字的话就是 least， 那 least 是发长音的。So it's least, like, can you at least bring me some water? Alright, now let's get to our vocabulary words. 那我们的今天的第一个单字就是 obviously 为副词，意思是清楚的，显而易见。那相处的词尾 clearly， 而它的形容词尾 obvious 是明显的。像假如我们可以说，显而易见 ，Sally 似乎不接受 Tom 的道歉。Obviously, Sally doesn't seem to accept Tom's apology. So obviously means that in a fact that can easily be noticed or understood. 好，我们下一个单字的话就是 at least. 那 at least 为片语的意思是至少或起码。那补充一个 at most 的意思为至多。像至少的话，我们可以说他不是位好丈夫，但至少他算是个负责的父亲。He is not a good husband, but at least he can be counted as a responsible father. So here at least is something better is not true or that is not done. 那 at most 的话我们可以说我最多需要三天才能完成这篇文章。It'll take me 3 days at most to complete this article. Now the next word we have is diet. 那 diet 是什么 ？Diet 的作名词的意思就是日常的饮食。假如说我们可以说她尽力的为孩子提供均和的饮食 She tries her best to provide a balanced diet for her kids. So here diet means food and drinks that you eat and drink regularly. But diet also has another meaning. 那 diet 的另外一个意思是什么呢？就是最常听见的用法就是 go on a diet. 那这就是减肥。假如说 Tina 已经节食好几个月了，因为她想要在她的婚礼当天看起来很完美。Tina has been on a diet for several months since she wants to look perfect for her wedding day. So here we know diet means to lose weight or to improve your health. Now that is all for today's pronunciation challenge. As you've learned how sitting for long hours will harm your health, so stop sitting and make sure to stand up every once in a while. Standing up, moving around, and doing some exercise to stretch muscles will provide a positive effect on your bodies. So if you have time to take a break,Go and do some exercise. What do you do to avoid sitting at work all day? Let me know in the comments below and I'll see you all next week. Peace.